My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Looking forward to the weekend. Thursday was Thursday, Thursday. Today is Friday, Friday.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store, I loaded up with alcohol, more specifically vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Well, I'm alive now.
The song?
The song.
And I am now dead because I just signed up for Peacock.
We're back again. We're back.
I am just now dead because I succumbed to another subscription so I could watch the NFL tonight.
You got to do what you got to do.
No, I didn't have to do.
No, that's right. You could have gone out somewhere.
I could have listened to the game on the radio. Sure. I watch these games on my phone for the data anyway. Last night I watched Jesse Pegula. I saw the beginning of the football game and the end, but I watched the last two sets of her match and had my phone out for the play-by-play. Isaiah Likely's touchdown to make it 2017, I didn't see that. I was watching tennis.
Mm-hmm.
Glad to see Terry there. You know, I'm not into
sort of
analyzing family dynamics, but yeah. I was kind of hoping to see him for this.
Yeah.
When I used to talk to Kim, she told me that she was too nervous to go to Jesse's matches. And Jesse then was not a top player. Like, she was on the tour. She had a really almost, I don't want to say surprising, like I know, but there was a period of time where she was not competing for slams. I mean, this was her first semifinal, you know, still. But she's won tournaments and been top-ranked, one of the top-ranked players, top American player. So she's had a great career now. And Kim used to say that she was too nervous to go to watch her. But
It feels like her career is sort of it's reaching a high point later than tennis careers usually happen.
Yes.
So that's awesome for her that she's sort of stayed with it. I have found her on court demeanor and even the interviews. Like I just like how she's come off a lot. Like she's very, you know, as much as an athlete can healthily be self-deprecating. I feel like she's, you know, she sounds good. I like how she sounds.
Very sort of comfortable with herself.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's it exactly. And I also, because I think I mentioned to you off the air after the quarterfinal, because I watched that very closely. Last night I was really in and out. I didn't really get there until the third set. I was monitoring it, and then when I saw she had a chance to actually win it, I'm like, I want to get there and watch this. But Wednesday night I watched every minute of it.
Better match.
Yeah, and I mentioned, like, I don't think they mentioned the parents at all. I certainly didn't see them. And so I was wondering, like, what, and there was Terry last night. So same like you, I was glad to see him there. So good for her, man. That's 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Beating Swiatek in the quarters was a great win. Like, she's been number one for years. And Pegula has beaten her, but not in a match like that. Like that was, they were saying on the broadcast, her probably her best ever win, mm-hmm. which I would accept that. Last night, I think they were both just terrified. They played that match like they were, yeah. for a while. She settled down, and her opponent really didn't. So yeah, great job. And she's in tough tomorrow, Zabalenka. But let's hope she does it.
Right, she's the number two seed.
Yes.
All right.
4 o'clock, I think.
Yep.
Tomorrow.
4 o'clock, I said. Yeah. Yep.
What else is on? What are we missing if we're watching that?
College football all day.
Right. College football. I just was thinking about college football because in the pick segment, you got to pick a game.
Yep.
And I couldn't tell you one thing about anybody.
Mm.
But I did. I did pick one. Do what you want with it.
Good work.
We are ready to go. Picks are back. Bulldog is 1-0 after last night.
What if I did do it? Even though I admit to nothing and never will. What does that make me? And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there who've been caught. Each and every one of them. Who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
Well, I'll tell you, much like you were referencing, like some analysis is indicating the Ravens, it's over. They're in trouble. I'm hearing the same sort of talk about you in the picks.
Yeah.
You're big trouble.
That's here. That's fair.
Down 1-0. I mean, I'm firmly in control. I've got all the momentum.
Mm-hmm.
Emotionally, I'm locked in. I mean, just good luck.
What you have to do, if you're me, after losing on the Ravens, is just shake it off. Because I don't think that was a bad pick.
I mean,
an inch away.
Yeah, I mean, I see that play. I'm like, okay, well, they don't have to win the game because they're going to go for two. But I'm like, well, that's it.
That's
the end
it.
Of that. Like, I'm in my head going, kick the extra point. And maybe Kansas City can win by six, and I get a cover.
Right.
Yeah. I really wasn't yelling that urgently. I was lying in bed, actually, watching it. But still, I was watching.
The other thing, by the way, that I didn't get to before, we're talking about that game and the Bills, is the 12 personnel. We spent a lot of time this summer on two tight ends. The Ravens ran 53% of their plays with two tight ends on the field. The Bills could do that.
I think it's going to be really interesting to see that as a league-wide trend this year. Like, for all the talk we've had in here about how run-heavy the Bills were and 12 personnel, I wonder if because of it, it feels like it could be a reasonable enough counteraction to, which, you know, it's not as much in vogue as it was maybe when it first started happening, but the too high shell, we're taking away explosive plays. Like, that, I think, is the genesis of the two tight end idea, right? I'm going to force you into personnel groupings that will allow me to run it on you, but also, if my tight ends are good enough, like we hope Kincaid is, or like Mark Andrews, we can hurt you because you're trying, you're getting scared of the run. You got to do something to change the personnel. We don't have to change ours, but we're still going to be able to stick it to you. I wonder, like, in the league, whether we'll see an uptick. I'm sensing that we will, but just based on Kansas City does it a lot already. I mean, they killed the Bills last year in the playoffs with three tight ends, for God's sake. So maybe the league is heading in that direction. You know, we'll see. I don't want to overreact to it.
No, it makes sense. I mean, all the things you said, if you have the personnel, it makes sense because it's just it's a pendulum. And if they're going to back up and dare you to throw over the top, then what do you want to do? Go underneath, run the ball.
Right.
And you can have that flexibility that way. That's got to be a lot of what the Ravens and the Bills and even the Chiefs at times want to, how they want to play.
I mean, what the Chiefs did so well last night, I know we're going to get the picks here, but because of Kelce, right, you're defending the Chiefs. It's not unreasonable to think, okay, who's my best cover guy? Let's get him on Kelce, right? So maybe that's Marlon Humphrey, like whatever. To put a corner on him. Well, if you've got the right personnel on the field, this doesn't have to necessarily be two tight ends, but they ended up with Rashee Rice on a linebacker constantly. And like listening to even Collinsworth talk about like Roquan Smith, like he's as good as it gets, maybe not at covering, but like he's an excellent middle linebacker, highly paid, top guy. Like boy, tough ask for Roquan Smith. Like, it's a tough ask for any linebacker. Like, what linebacker in the league can cover? They can barely cover tight ends and running backs, let alone receivers. Like, a linebacker on Rashee Rice, you should just go to that all night. And they did often enough. And that was quick and easy, it looked like.
Yes.
Anyway.
Watching Peacock.
Oh, Jesus.
I've got the the Sao Paulo game coverage will begin shortly. I think it's at 7, right? We found that out yesterday.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see if it worked.
Yeah, because I said it would be by 6, which is now, and it's not. Yeah,
$8 a month.
Yeah, I was gonna go out, but I'm going to a friend's house that has Peacock, so I'm all set. I don't need to throw myself on the grenade that is another subscription at this point. All right, picks. I'll go college first because, well, they play first, although there is an NFL game tonight, but I'm not picking that game. So I'll go into college. You know me, I love the big favorites, especially early in the season. So I've got Ole Miss -42.5 hosting Middle Tennessee State.
What a classic matchup.
Something you don't have to. I think about while I'm watching these games or thinking about, I don't know, necessarily wagering on these games or picking them with you, is like, is the team with the big spread, like with the big favorite, are they going to want to keep going? Are they going to be motivated to keep going?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And I feel like Ole Miss, like they're on the outside looking in the SEC and really in the hierarchy of college football. Like, they are not royalty. And Lane Kiffin, they've got a rock star quarterback. Jackson Dart is his name.
That's a great name. Not Bart Jackson?
What's that?
It's not Bart Jackson.
No, Jackson Dart. Yeah, killer name for a quarterback. Killer name, period. But Jackson Dart for a quarterback, excellent. I think Lane Kiffin will try to put up 70. You know, they're just going to go because they're trying to get respect and attention. And so I think the bigger they can roll it up, the better for them. You could say that about almost anyone, but, you know, if you've got Georgia in a situation where they're up, you know, they're favored by 48 and it's 42-0, yeah, they're Georgia. You know, like, let's put the backups in. I could see Kiffin just hammer down. Come on, Dart. I want to see you throw for 600 yards.
Oh, Dart. Jackson Dart.
Jackson Dart.
I thought you said Bart.
Oh.
That's why I said Bart Jackson.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry. I didn't really know what you
were talking about. Dart Jackson's good, but Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
Okay? Jackson Dart.
So anyway, Ole Miss, -42.5. That game, you may have to hunt for it. It's on the SEC network, I think.
Is it on Peacock?
Anyway,
it is.
I don't believe it's on Peacock. NFL picks. Yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to take the Falcons. I hate the Falcons, but I feel like this is the easiest thing ever. The Steelers likely will have Justin Fields. He'll run around. He'll get his fantasy points. I doubt that he'll move the ball effectively throwing it at all. And there's a lot of new to like in Atlanta. Cousins is certainly capable and productive. There is an Achilles injury, but the skill positions are great. They've made big, splashy upgrades on defense, too. So I feel like Falcons -3.5 hosting Pittsburgh should be an easy win, so I'll go there. I've got actually all home favorites, I'm now noticing.
Uh-oh.
Here. It's a theme. I'll take the Dolphins. You were going to do this in Survivor. You shied away from it. I'll take Miami -3.5 hosting Jacksonville. If you're looking at the current lines, let me know if any of these are off. I jotted them down at, like, I don't know, noon or 1 o'clock this afternoon.
I'm watching Peacock.
Oh, okay. Well, then fine. Dolphins 3.5. Hopefully I get an advantage here. Hosting Jacksonville. I don't believe Miami is a real threat to win the division. I still like the Bills. I certainly like Miami better than the Jets. But I think they should handle Jacksonville. I think their offense will just find their groove here and do what needs to be done there. Their defense is a little scary, but I'm not ready to assume Jacksonville can take full advantage of that. So I'll go with Miami there. I am going to take the 49ers -4.5 hosting the Jets, mostly because I feel like I have to. The Niners are my survivor pick, and it's not the same as covering 4.5, I know, but I am predicting tough times for the New York football Jets this year. So an opening Monday night loss by more than 4.5 points at San Francisco doesn't have to be a terrible sign, but I'll take San Francisco there. To me, the better team, and they're at home, so fine there. And I'm going to take the Bills -6.5. Just... who knows anything? The vibes, we don't know. Who the receivers, whatever. I'm just taking Buffalo. It's week one. I want to be standing there. So I don't have a whole bunch of analysis for you other than, you know, go Bills. If that's the
That's what people tune in for.
Right. I'm here for those people today.
I think we've taken one call today. Maybe two. Dennis, two. First guy was like, I just love you guys. I'm just excited. Have you ever been more excited for an opener? I'm like, 20 times. I'm thinking to myself, I've been more excited probably 20 times. This year has not been that year for me. It's more questions. It's a different year than maybe any other where you still, like the Kelly teams, Kelly retired and the other guys, the great players on that team, most stayed. And they had a couple more playoff years, late 90s. But this is the opposite of that, where Allen, who's still young, is here, and so many of the core stars of the Bills are gone. And that's just a different feel, has a different feel to it. The test is, can he make do? And can they make do? And we'll find out. I'm not picking their game. It's not because I want them to lose. I will take Philadelphia tonight -2. I love the Packers thing. I mean, I'm excited for them, but I also think the Eagles are going to be really good. 2 points, they get the close hotel.
Right. I was wondering if the hotel factor would be mentioned.
It's hotel narrative.
Two-hour bus ride for Green Bay through traffic to get to the stadium because they had to stay so far away.
I think these are two top 10 teams in the league. That's not even saying much. But only 2 points with the Eagles, I can handle that. Jalen Hurts, I gave you a bunch of stats earlier from Evan Abrams from the Action, Six Letters, Action Network. Worst quarterback in the league by record against the spread on the road since 2020. I know that's a lot. Jalen Hurts has not done a great job, to say the least, covering on the road. But
they're home
tonight. That's right.
In Brazil.
Home in Brazil.
Because NFL.
Pick two, you stuck with the 49ers. You've been saying all year you don't think the Jets will be good at all. I've been saying all year I think they're going to be great. I'll take the Jets +4.5 at San Francisco because that's what you should do. That's actually a take of mine.
I agree.
I will also take the Giants +1.5 at home against Sam Darnold and Minnesota. I went back and forth on that game. And I've decided to take Brian Daboll over Sam Darnold. I'm excited about Neighbors, who isn't. And, you know, it's last chance saloon here for Daniel Jones. You know, at home, let's see some pride. The Giants had a couple years ago where they were expected to be bad, and they weren't good, but they were good enough to get in the playoffs and win a game against these Vikings. And I don't know about Minnesota. I mean, there's some talent there. Jefferson, obviously, is great. But that's a really tough division. They have a brutal schedule. Whereas if they lose this game, it could get away from Minnesota, badly, where Darnold just comes out for Nick Mullins or somebody else during the course of the season, even though McCarthy is hurt.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, I went back and forth, but I'll take a point and a half at home with the Giants. Seattle, minus six at home against Denver. We got into Seattle a little bit yesterday, and I'm feeling good about the Seahawks being really good. They're one of a few teams this year that were sort of conditioned to have play a certain way under Pete Carroll, just a very conservative, slow, really the Seahawks played at a super slow pace in recent years, but I see that all changing. They've got good skill players. Geno Smith has been very good. I want to see the Seahawks really take off. I think they're a fun underdog bet to win their division. Home against Bo Nix and Denver in his debut, Seattle minus six. And college football, pick it out of a hat. Boise State plus 19 and a half tomorrow night late at Oregon. Just because.
Yeah, sure. Oregon was one of a few big favorites, especially in the late window, that had a big number to cover and didn't even come close. So, all right. Makes sense. Do you even know that? you didn't even know that.
Who did they play? Somebody gave him a tough time.
Yeah.
Idaho. The Vandals. Well, that's what Vandals do.
Yes, they do.
They give you a tough time.
Yes.
That's what they're known to do. That's why they're Vandals.
The ruffians. Ne'er-do-wells.
What did I write? 9-11, 6 points or less regular season. That's a note from yesterday, right? What good is that doing me? Peacock tonight and WGR for Packers-Eagles. What are your thoughts, quickly?
I like the Eagles tonight. I'm not as bullish on them all year like you. And I also like Green Bay, but if I were going to pick this game, I would have taken the Eagles.
Really excited to see this matchup and what the Green Bay receiver pecking order is. I think it's a fantasy nightmare in progress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because even if one guy dominates tonight, it could be somebody else next week. They've got four that are really good. Dobbs is a little bit injured. But I don't know. Like, you're going to want to play these Packers guys, but it's going to be hard to count on them, I think.
You're going to have to get get lucky with the timing, probably, because each guy will get their turn, probably. Everybody eats.
Earlier today, we spoke with Ian Harditz from Fantasy Life. We'll have that conversation for you next. Football Friday here on WGR. By the way, it is brought to you by Salino Law, car crash, call Salino, and by Crosby's Pizza and Sub, start your game day the Crosby's way. We will be back in a snap, brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.